John Stone, Alternative Endings to the Lady Killers, from issue 13 of Pen Pusher magazine. 1. Hold up in the rehearsal room, each criminal in turn reveals he is an undercover policeman, secretly working to undo the others. In order to hide their embarrassment, they frame Mrs. Wilberforce, convincing their superiors that she is a descendant of both Moriarty and Charlie Peace. 2. One Rand liberates his cello from the front door, incident-free. The gang are away. Years later, they're found dead in a coal scuttle. 3. Hidden in the loot, an electronic tracking device. Everyone is singing around the piano when the police arrive. Thinking fast, the criminals forcibly swap clothes with the enchantment of pensioners. Police marksmen are sufficiently fooled, the crooks escaping with the lolly while the sergeant kneels by Amelia's body. 4. The professor and Louis are all that's left. Knowing they have shed the week of heart and head, they celebrate by murdering Mrs. Wilberforce with her own parrot. Rich beyond their imaginings but indelibly scarred, they take to the cobbles, and as they slope into the shadows, their faces become absurd caricatures, with throbbing eyes, ursine incisors. 5. Mrs. Wilberforce, convinced she is a de facto hoodlum, acquiesces to not telling the police, but insists she must join the gang. Quickly displaying not only a knack, but a penchant for misdemeanors, she soon organizes the caper of the century, the theft of the moon and the stars. The film ends with the line, "And I know just how to do it." 6. Harry is cunning when escaping with the money. He manages to drop from the bridge, landing safely in a goods truck, laughing with the coal dust. In the present day, Chief Inspector Lightoller ruminates on a murder scene. The victim killed simultaneously by knife, thorough pummeling, and scarf-assisted strangulation. A cult? He lights his pipe. A ritual? A conspiracy?